from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Puck two and spit on that thing.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
Here's Yiner Diaz.
Yiner hits one high. Ball. Game over. Jordan said something to Yiner on his way back to the dugout, and Yiner crushed one for the winner.
Hey, bartender, I need a little extra in this one. That was a beautiful Yiner bomb.
I need a little extra in this one, huh?
Yeah, I'm beautiful. Turned on.
Yiner bomb. That was big. Man, that was an amazing night at the ballpark at Minute Maid. Those of you who are out there, stayed for it. It had to be a frustrating game. It had to be a game in which multiple times you threatened to grab your keys and leave. It had to be a game in which, like, if you were at home, I bet many of you just had to maybe turn away. Maybe if it, after error two, maybe it was after error three, maybe the fourth one you just said, I need a minute from
the Altuve error. Error really got me.
Got him too. He had a look of just.
He looked dismayed. It was like they were in the Twilight Zone or something.
Mystified of what the hell.
Fun fact: first time the Astros have had four errors in one ball game since 2021.
About that, it is a fun fact, but. They go and get the dub, and including Yiner. Yiner got a pitch clock strikeout because he didn't get in the box fast enough. So every kind of sloppiness that you could have, the Astros were having it, and they were working. As I said to Tyler yesterday, generally the Red Sox batters really work starters, so that pitch count for. Kikuchi really rose in a high mark. And I was, like I said, I was concerned about Tyler. By the way, how'd you do last night in your bet? I was concerned about your lock. Your lock of the...
Lock hit.
I think the lock, he hit right on it, right?
Yeah. Got exactly what he needed. Jordan bases hit. Astros money line hit. Over 4.5 runs hit. Safe to say, the pockets are full.
Good. Barely, but barely. That Kikuchi almost went the other way for you.
The D was not good for Kikuchi.
No, it wasn't. No.
I love Kikuchi!
It was almost not good behind for him. You. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, tonight is Kikuchi night!
I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, that defense was that was tough to watch, man.
Yeah, but like I said,
I'm glad Yiner ended up hitting the bomb that won it. I mean, and in the fashion that he did, because he would have beat himself up. Like you said, the pitch clock violation, or was it actually... Was it a pitch clock violation or did he call? I think he called a second timeout at the plate. I think that's ultimately
correct.
Got him.
But
and let's be honest, I don't think, like John Singleton, I don't think his foot comes off that bag on that on the jump. And if it does come off the bag, he damn sure doesn't jump forward. I think a guy that's got a little more experience at first base handles that Altuve throw a little bit better. I was afraid the tinkering was going to get him right there. But that was a rough stretch for Yiner. The Astros didn't look good across the board, but that was a tough stretch for Yiner. For him to then come back and hit the bomb that wins it in such dramatic fashion with the way it all went down with Yordan telling him, talking to him, giving him a little hint before he, a little tip before he went up there. That was beautiful.
Yeah, man. We said it earlier. There, something feels like something. This could be one of those special feels of like, yo, what's going on? How the hell did they pull this one out? And stuff like this. And we've talked about it. Can they get themselves to a point in which kind of the mystique, the boogeyman vibes, the feel, the history of this group can make sense and matter? And I think we're starting to get there. Like, even in games like this, I think they all were frustrated and mystified, but they all believed they were going to win. Not just thought, but believed they were going to win, even with no Tucker, even with no Bregman. More on that in just a second. Even, you know, with all of that, no Presley, who's on the IL, they still found a way to pull this thing off. And now that extra stuff, that extra intangible of, like, these guys just win these games that the Astros know and other teams feel, it now matters where they are.
Absolutely. I mean, they've put themselves in position to where we can, with a straight face, have a conversation about the clubhouse chemistry. We can have a conversation about the championship DNA. And I'm talking about having a conversation about how it's such an advantage. They're in that spot right now. You guys mentioned earlier, they won a game earlier in the week where they had two hits. You know, they win this game with four errors, and find a way to get it done late. That's that championship DNA. That's that clubhouse chemistry. That's the you know, hey, we've been there, done that. Let's go out and get it done. Feel no pressure type of style. And the Astros are back in a spot to where that actually is a conversation you have with a straight face.
Yeah,
the way they started the season, I won't hear much about that.
But now you're five games up in the AL West, and now you're five games up in the AL West, and you have won, 11 of 12, and you're 12 games over 500, and it looks like you're making the move to get in.
It
now,
feels huge.
Now that kind of stuff matters. By the way, the lineup is out, and I want to rip the Band-Aid off now. Alex Bregman is not in it.
Starting to piss me off.
So he's not in. I mean, you should have been prepared for this.
I guess not
tomorrow.
Starting.
Tomorrow, maybe that should piss you off, because the last we heard was, well, from Joe Espada was, put me in, coach, after he was taking ground balls and swinging the bat. But what we heard from Chandler Rome yesterday was he was never going to play yesterday and probably not going to play in today's game. Well, we know that now. He is not going to play in today's game as old Whitcomb is in the lineup again. So
you think he had a setback?
They don't call it that, do they?
What, oh,
they,
right. I mean, do you think he had a slowdown?
I can't remember what they called it. They won't say setback.
Yeah.
I forgot what he said.
My subconscious is blocking it, so I don't get pissed.
Just not responding. Yeah, just not ready yet. Yeah, but not serious. I'm just waiting for them. You think we'll hear today or tomorrow that he is retroactively going on the
island? Oh, my God. The anger sharks are swimming in my head, dude. Hmm.
Yeah,
like, so, just get out of your own way. Like, I know I say that phrase a lot when it comes to this certain topic of conversation, but seriously, just get out of your own way.
I'm just going to take it with a grain of salt, T.
I wish I could. Man.
Good for you. Why not?
Take it with a grain of salt, man. I mean, and don't let them play with your emotions, bub.
Whatever, man. They're winning without him.
What needs to happen is at the end of the day, when we get to stuff like this, just tune in to Chandler Rome. I mean,
don't listen to them.
Don't listen to none of them. Not the players. Not the manager. Not the GM. Hey,
why you always ask a negative question, man?
Tune your ass into Chandler, man.
We went from Friday. Ah, man, just, hey, just a couple of days, man. I just need the weekend off. I'll be back in that thing Monday.
No biggie.
Sunday night, Joe Espada. Yeah. We're hopeful he'll be back in that thing Monday. That was that hopeful line. That was the kicker for me. I knew. So not in the lineup today. We'll see if we get an update, as Joe will talk to the media before the game. Adam Spillane will be there. We'll see what comes of that. As the Astros look to continue rolling, they got the Red Sox again tonight. See if they can add on to this thing.
Shout out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, Clint. I'll be honest with you, this thing is going on a lot longer than I thought it would go on. This CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys thing is going on a lot longer than I thought it would with Jerry.
There it was. Glory hole.
Thanks, Jerry. Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb reportedly believes that $33 million per offer is too low, and the structure of the contract in terms of cash flow guarantees and how the deal will be structured on the front half is still keeping them apart. So $33 million.
I don't have time to have a bad time. We'll
put him behind Justin Jefferson, which feels like the right spot for him. And now that this is out, I feel like this is kind of more potentially. I think Cowboys fans will look at this more on CeeDee Lamb now than on Jerry at this point.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, they are obviously. I mean, that was an easy read for you, Ron. But $33 million ain't enough. The contract in terms of cash flow and guarantees is not enough, and the front end, the front half of the contract structure is not enough. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many components. I don't know how many boxes need to be checked for an NFL contract of this magnitude. But you got four of the big ones that aren't. That, I mean, you're nowhere close, because you got four of them that you can't even agree on. But I think CeeDee Lamb should set the mark.
Oh, you think he should go over Justin Jefferson?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. There's no reason Dak Prescott should ever set the market if CeeDee Lamb should never set the market. There's no reason. This isn't a tit for tat who's the best receiver in the league. This is I'm next up. I deserve it. It's the way the league's worked the last 5 years. Is next man up is going to set the market. There's no reason CeeDee Lamb should not be the highest paid wide receiver in the game.
Mm. Yeah, the only thing to me is if y'all going in the same year, like if Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott were going in the same year, and Patrick Mahomes and him both signed their contract in the same year, I would think that Dak falls behind him. And I feel like Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, between the two of them, I would say that Justin Jefferson is a better receiver. And if they are signing in the same year, it would make sense to me that CeeDee Lamb would be just behind him. So
it isn't on my schedule.
Listen, I'm not saying they're close. I'm just saying when the offer of $33 million having you behind Justin Jefferson, I feel like this thing will shift towards CeeDee Lamb. Man, when are you going to get in camp? As opposed to Jerry, quit messing this up, which I think that's where it was for a minute. I felt like it was Jerry.
The problem with Jerry is, and I think it's a good thing, by the way, is the not signing Dak. I agree to that, not extending Dak at this point in time, personally. But if you ain't going to do that, you got to do this. Like, you can't not do them both.
It isn't on my schedule.
I mean, even if you move on from Dak next year and Trey Lance is a guy, or you draft a guy, like, that guy is going to be unbelievably dependent on CeeDee Lamb at that point in time. So the CeeDee Lamb deal has to get done. I don't think it's a shock to anybody that he wants to set the market. And I mean, Jerry got to get this one done, man.
Like, if he's at 33, you think he's willing to miss games to not get at $33 million? Like, it's not like, I mean, he's clearly in the two spot behind.
I mean, you've done this. I mean, you've got to be willing to miss games. I mean, this is pointless. If you're not willing to miss games, this is pointless. Really, what you're doing now is pointless.
I mean, I would think they get this thing done.
Wheels are coming off in Dallas.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, Clint, the Atlanta Falcons. This is odd. We've talked about some of these young quarterbacks. Bo Nix has looked impressive. J.J. McCarthy, before he went down, looked impressive. And Jaden Daniels, as well as Caleb Williams. But the guy who was kind of the talk of the draft with the Atlanta Falcons, he has actually looked at camp and the one preseason game he's played. But since he's played that one preseason game, Clint, the Atlanta Falcons have him on the bench. They haven't played him. And I don't know. Some try to make it think like, oh, well, maybe Kirk's not going to be ready to start the season. I don't think that is the reason why they're benching him. I think they're putting him there on the bench because, hey, man, we don't want these people to keep seeing how good that this cat is. And this is going to create even more backup quarterback. Put him in. Put our first round. Put Penix in when Kirk Cousins gets in. I feel like they're shutting him down so people can't see him continue to get better, which is silly.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, we all know he's played a ton of football. So, it's rare that this happened, obviously, when you've got a number one quarterback and you draft a young guy, for him not to play in the preseason and for it to be such a big deal is rare,
especially
obviously.
Especially when you have a starter.
But you look at a guy like he has played a ton of football. You know who Michael Penix Jr. is. They say he's got a ton of run with the ones during training camp, not just the preseason game. So they clearly have a really good idea of like, hey, Michael Penix gets it, man. He doesn't need it. There's nothing. He's not going to gain anything from playing in another preseason game. Yeah, I mean, I think that's where they're at with him. Is like, it's just
one preseason game in the NFL. He's got nothing else to gain.
But he doesn't have to play. Like, No. He's got to develop, yes. But I believe that they think he is well ahead of the curve, and they're very comfortable with the reps that he's getting in practice. They're very comfortable with what they've seen from him in a game. And from a developmental standpoint, he's significantly further along than most quarterbacks that come out in the draft. And he doesn't have to play week one anyway. So I don't know.
The thing for me is like, he's just not going to play.
Yeah, he's going back, and they're going to be confident in their backup.
And so, hell, he's not going to play. So here, man, we got these two preseason games. We know you probably ain't going to play during the regular season, but we're going to go ahead and shut you down. I think they're scared of what that response. Boy, if he get out here and tears it up in these two preseason games, they're going to have hell on their hands in Atlanta with them fans.
They're going to have hell on their hands anyway. If Kirk struggles.
They're trying to slow it down. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if Kirk struggles.
They're trying to manage it, huh?
Yeah, if Kirk struggles and they had these other two games, I remember I lived it. I remember Patrick Mahomes started the final preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
And went off against the Tennessee Titans. Remember being there, seeing how everybody captivated everybody in the whole place. Marcus Peters was losing his mind up and down the sideline. And that's what everybody was yelling. Starting. Alex Smith, go to the bench. Starting right now. One preseason game. They try to manage this thing. They know this cat's gonna roll through. All right. Coming up, two major guys. That it looks like potentially won't play a down in this offense until week one. We good with that? We'll discuss that coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Texans Ticket Tuesday coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you're listening in that 5 o'clock hour as you will have your third and final opportunity to win a pair of front row seats, tickets to the Rams. The Rams.
What's
and
wrong
the Texans,
man?
Man, you can't. Yes! Man, we got a camera in here constantly on this.
I was just getting. One time, I was just getting my draws. I mean, they were riding a little bit.
Like, you can't just pull your stuff up now. People on YouTube and Twitch just saw you.
Oh, get comfortable, man.
That was a high thigh. That was like so high a thigh, it was a different color white.
I didn't even get my drawers, though.
I know. Stop. Stop doing it, man. Champs Damn. Over here, uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm uncomfortable. Hey, everybody at home, watch. Stand up and do it. Each pant leg. Get your fingers inside there where you get the top of them drawers and just pull them all down at once. Not all the way down like Tyler would do. Tyler would pull the old whacker out. Just get it out of the you know.
Sneak out.
Get it out from wedged up in there and just loosen up a little bit, man. Relax a little bit. It's a good feeling. Get a little breeze.
Feel better?
I feel better, man. I feel a lot better. You want to try it? Can you do it?
No, I don't.
I'm standing up on the edge of my chair when I do it. Can you do it?
I don't need to do it.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to warn you, man. You know you're on video all the time. Like I got caught eating them boogers.
Were you really?
No.
You were a booger eater. I bet you were a booger eater.
Oh, I think we all were.
No, that makes you feel better. I'm sure it's what somebody told you.
Oh, come on. You never ate a booger.
Not that I know of.
Clint. Everybody ate boogers. Everybody. Tyler, you ate a booger, didn't you? Yeah, I mean.
I did not eat boogers.
Shut up.
No, that really wasn't a thing. I did plenty of other weird stuff.
If you need one of us to fess up, make you feel better about it.
No, I don't need you to fess up. I just want you to be honest. Everybody took a taste of a booger.
I did have a secret spot in my mom's house when I was a kid that I would like put all my boogers. Didn't eat them, though.
Did you go back and eat them for a midnight snack or what?
No, it was just like where I stashed them.
I just think it's part of life.
I'm talking about your, like, I'm talking about like an age where you can remember. I don't know what I did when I was two. I have no idea.
I mean,
but like at an age you can remember, you were a booger eater.
5, 6,
No
judgment.
You serious? No, you did.
I ate Play-Doh. Booger's probably more healthy.
Like you're acting like what I'm saying is nuts. Like many of you all may not admit it. I mean, I guess I didn't know that. Man,
what age did you quit eating boogers?
I don't remember what age it was, but I remember eating boogers and my mom said stop.
Just like, oh damn,
I've done it to all my kids. I seen a kid the other day, just big fella at swim lessons,
eating boogers.
I mean,
let me catch Liv eating her boogers, man.
You're going to.
Hey, there's been like notable sports figures that have been caught on camera, like during games, like doing that, like adults.
I guess now that's what everybody's on the text line coming in. Never ate boogers. Okay, I'm the only one.
You're not the only one. I wasn't saying that.
What age do you think? What age do you think it was when you quit?
I don't remember. I don't remember being in a fifth grade eating boogers or in.
I was eating Play-Doh till like second grade. But,
well, it sounds like you don't think it's a big deal. You just
it's not. I mean, listen, I stopped, but I mean, like, I think a lot of people, your kid.
Yeah, that's common.
I mean,
this kid,
but
this
mine's kid, got sound effects and everything,
this,
yo.
But no, I seen that kid as he was going for it. He was watching his little iPad, just watching it. I mean, didn't even know it. Eating them.
Yeah, that kid's got a problem.
Yeah.
Because he's not even.
I guess people in Houston, Texas didn't eat the boogers.
But he's not like. He's subconsciously eating his boogers.
Telling them. Yeah, I've had to do that with my kids. All of them. Stop. Trey was the worst.
My little brother ate a mosquito hawk once. That was crazy.
Booger eaters.
Just reached up, grabbed that mosquito hawk off Ron.
I guess I've never realized how common it is.
Well, listen, you're in Houston, so clearly, judging by the text line,
stop it.
I'm not. I will literally.
That's not everyone that's listening, though.
I'm just saying. Did you know it was so common, Tyler? Never ate boogers.
Yeah. I mean, I never. It was never my thing. Ron, I did other weird things, but I had friends who ate boogers. Yeah.
My sister told me if I ate boogers, I would get smarter. LOL. Didn't confirm if they did. Never ate boogers. Never ate boogers. That is not normal. Pick my nose. Don't remember if I ate boogers. Come on, Clint. You've eaten boogers. It's a very common thing.
No, I don't. I'm not. When I was two or three, or like, you don't remember or know what you're doing. I'm sure I did stupid stuff. Yeah, I'm sure I did. But I mean, Ron's sitting over here, like, matter of factly, just talking about, like, yeah, I did it last week. Like, I mean, what are we doing here?
Last week or five? Like, I mean, I guess those things are.
I'm pretty sure at five I was.
Like, you know, like
boogers.
When you say it's a common, you don't see young kids eating boogers. Like,
no, yeah, but I was single and didn't have kids until 2 years ago.
You ain't never just been around and just seen kids just banging. Like, go, all right, go. Wait, do you wait?
I've done football camps where a kid ate his boogers, but I thought, boy, that's weird. Somebody needs to get a hold of that kid. Like, hey man, quit eating your damn boogers, man. What are you doing?
These kids start getting into sports?
I've got a little cousin that I'm pretty sure I've. I don't know that I've seen it, but I think I've heard his mama giving it to him.
Trey be over there.
I mean,
Trey be over there just playing his game.
Stop. No, man. God,
I mean, this was years ago for him.
I mean, I even know what a loogie is. Like, I know. I mean, I know it's not, but I mean, that's something about picking it out of your nose and putting it in your mouth just is disgusting.
Yeah, loogies you're usually spitting out, though, these. Eating boogers, they're going in.
Oh man, no, I don't recall knowing what I was doing and putting my finger in my nose and then eating what came out. No, I did not.
Text line, Ron, Clint is from the Dirty Bay. He's eating a lot more than boogers.
Now that's probably a fair assumption, but I'm just telling you, I didn't.
Probably safer eating boogers than fish out of that San Jack River.
Text line rolling through. I caught my girlfriend once. It was that was it. Kicked her to the curb. Yeah, but your girlfriend, unless you was 5 or 6, that's a different thing. All right, hey.
I never thought, my text line, like a personal text line. Ron quit eating boogers at 31.
I mean, we could run it up. I'm just being honest about it. I could be honest. All right, Joe Mixon and Laremy Tunsil. I guess someone texted in earlier saying I'm.
I don't think Laramie's ever ate his boogers. I think Joe has.
I think they both have. but someone texted in and said I'm afraid that Joe's not going to be ready week one. No, Joe's going to be ready week one. Laremy Tunsil's going to be ready week one. Now Christian Harris and Will Anderson. I don't know. Those other guys have been out practicing. They just didn't play in the game. They've been out practicing and been on the field for a minute.
Hello.
These are veteran guys that have been in the league, that have played their positions for a long time. Joe Mixon to a brand new team. Laremy Tunsil working with a brand new left tackle that maybe he's got to help, or left guard, excuse me, that he may have to help out a little bit with Kenyon Green and the center. Any concern that that's going to be the first time against the Colts that those guys are on the field in their position?
Zero concern about Laremy Tunsil. Tad bit of concern about my ball carrier. Odds are it's going to be physical when they do run the football. We can't forget about the running back's role in pass protection. There's going to be a lot of one back sets, 11 personnel, 3 wide receivers, 1 back, 1 tight end. Although he's a veteran, he's very aware of what the hell's going on. He's a sharp dude. Pass protection isn't something you do every day in the backyard.
Yeah.
So a tad bit of concern with Joe Mixon not getting any run, just that getting hit the way you get hit full speed at the running back position. They've taken the full speed knockout punch out of football for the most part, but not for running backs. Running backs are still getting absolutely torpedoed at times.
Yeah, they get hit on every
single play.
Yeah.
And so there is a little bit of concern there with knowing that in a game that matters so much in the division, out of the gate, that Joe Mixon hadn't been taken to the ground.
There's just something for me with Mixon. I'm with you on I think there's a little bit with all right, understanding how Kenyon Green works next to you.
Yep.
But I mean, hell, he played with a gazillion left guards last year, and I think they made it work, and he looks like he's healthy. The Mixon thing, there's something with, all right, there's an offensive line that, to put it kindly, has struggled in run blocking, has struggled in preseason in run blocking, and are young. There's some youth in the middle with Kenyon Green and Drew Scruggs. He's never ever run behind them full speed in a game. Like to read how they, you know, how to read off blocks off of them, how to read things. Like that is going to be something that he's never ever run behind any of these guys in a real game, and understanding what it is they do, how they do. They kick out, that to me is something to look at for Joe Mixon.
Reading those guys is key, and it goes back to what Andre Ware said after that after the second preseason game is there's just no substitute for time on task together as an offensive line and a running back. And I think it pertains to Laremy, obviously. It pertains to Titus, who missed a little bit of time, and it clearly pertains to Joe Mixon, who hadn't seen a lot of live action with this group, if any. I mean, live, I guess thudding up is somewhat live, but I think that as a whole, this team would be better off if those guys practiced together and played in a preseason game together last week and practiced together consistently for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I think that would have been a good idea. But yeah, that's hindsight. I mean, we can't history now. Yeah,
Laremy Tunsil pass protection is like KD. Like, I think he could just get out of bed.
Agreed.
And get out. And
pass, agreed, 100%.
At a high level. All right, coming up, the Astros are rolling right now, but hopefully this is not a question that they have to answer, but it'd be interesting. Can the Astros still make a run of 8 straight ALCSs? Do you feel like they're good enough to do it without Kyle Tucker? We'll discuss that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
However you take us in, we are really having a lot of fun with people on YouTube and Twitch. And check it out. Go hang out with us. Check us out. You can watch and see us all. Tyler is showing his nipples. I don't have it right now. The internet in here is
get them nips.
Oh, I can see it from here, though.
Show there has started at 3:43 p.m. Central.
Good for him.
He's got both of them. He just rested the shirt up above his pecs. Wow, look at him. Man. Look at him. Just got him rested up. Both nipples out staring. Man, there were some little bitty suckers.
I think I'm going to do the whole segment like this.
The shirt's over the mic. I didn't realize that.
Like, I don't want you to do that.
Why not?
Somebody we're about to get censored.
I'm shocked how little his nipples are.
No rules on YouTube.
I haven't seen them. The drive is going wild, according to Champ Slice.
Every time he pulls that shirt out, I'm shocked at how small they
are. You're shocked?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
He's pulled them out so many times, I've kind of got used to it.
Not the manscaped.
Cold
soon.
In there or something? That left one I can see is a little hard. What's
I'm actually
going?
A little Why hot. I'm just hard. Aroused a bit.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're aroused? I mean, it turns you on to pull your shirt up and show the camera?
Yeah, well, turn myself on.
Just open you up an OnlyFans, man.
He's easy.
How do you know I already have one?
That's a good. That would make sense, Ron. That's where that maroon. He talks that maroon money to cover up that OF money.
Tyler, you better not have a. seriously. I'm not going to hunt it down. You just better not have.
You better bet I'd have crap ton of subscribers.
Come hang out with us, like and subscribe. I mean, we have a good time every day on there. All the shows. All
if there's
the
an OnlyFans audience out there that really loves hairy chest and small, we'll capitalize.
And I think there is an audience.
There's a market for that.
There's definitely an audience.
Well, I mean, you are that.
Yep. I'll make your dreams come true.
Well, I don't know about that, but the hairy chest, small nips. I mean, you can.
That's a dream for somebody.
Is that a category on the hub?
But if you're doing that, you can't shave.
It's your lane on the OF.
But to get back to it here, James Smith on YouTube and Twitch. No offense, guys. Meaning you're about to say something to offend.
Something that could possibly be offensive.
No offense, guys. But try to dress a little better since you're on camera.
I thought about that today. I thought about it today.
You did?
I did. All BS aside. What's his name?
James Smith.
James. I thought about that on camera.
I got a nice gift for you, James.
I thought about
check
that
out
today.
The camera. It's real nice. Got it at Target.
So what did you
got it at Target.
So what's the threshold? What's the dress up for the YouTube audience threshold that you thought of?
Well, I don't view it as dress up for the YouTube audience. I like to couch it a little bit more as there is a video component to what we do now, and how I present myself on a day to day basis should probably change a bit if that's going to be such a growing component to what we do.
So what's the threshold?
I don't know. I didn't decide.
I didn't decide.
I don't know that I don't need to have a slight adjustment. You know what I mean? I don't know that sitting down crunched over with Astros hat pulled down low the way I wear mine is necessarily the best way to
so coming through with your hair and polo every day?
No. I'm not a big polo guy. Not a big polo guy.
You come in here in t-shirts, shorts, pullovers. That's a solid. It's a solid thing.
I'm not a big polo guy. I like them, just not a big polo guy.
Here's the thing. We talk about sports every day, all day, and we all dress to that. I don't think there's anything wrong with our apparel.
Well, to each their don't let James get under your skin. I mean, it's a valid point. I mean, you can either agree with it or disagree with it or not. I think there's some validity to it because I literally was walking in the building today and I thought, you know.
So you're thinking about picking up a little bit.
Probably, yeah. I mean, there's something there, you know. There's something there. James, I appreciate you pointing that out. But these other two, they don't, clearly. But I do.
Oh,
I appreciate
you
pointing
it
out.
I'm gonna keep bringing it. Yeah, good. Good. No, hey, sometimes it may fall into. Sometimes there is a polo award. Sometimes this good t-shirt action.
Yeah, I don't know. It falls somewhere between TV and radio, right? TV, it falls somewhere between TV and radio. When you go do the news,
and you think you're below, you think you're beneath it. You think you're beneath the digital. You think you come in sometimes beneath it. Like right now, you don't. You think you should do better than this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I land yet, but it's a thought. It's on my mind. Yes,
I think
this
is the best looking show in Houston.
Yeah, it's on my mind. It is no question. I think there's something there. The quality of the angle, the gear. Whether I think there's a viewing pleasure at the crib that I don't know that the low brim hat, you know, staring down at the computer all day is the way to go. So yeah, I think about it.
Next time I roll through, tricks on you. I listen with no shirt on. Well, good for you.
There you go. That's exactly why Tyler should take his off and just have both nipples out on a regular. We should do it an hour, like 2 o'clock. Well, I can't say that word. Almost said.
Well, you didn't. So good job. Proud of you.
I don't. What do you know? What he almost said?
No, but well, good job.
The
don't
word,
do it.
The T word.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Bum bags.
Yes.
Rhymes
almost
with
said
2 bits.
O'clock. Ta-ta's at 2.
There you go.
Can you say that?
Ta-ta's. Yeah.
Tinies. Tiny nips at 2.
Yeah. Sweater puppies?
No. Those are definitely
some
puppies.
Of my favorite.
Those are newborns.
Hey, watching this Astros crew, and I'm seeing Hop-Along Gretzky or Kyle Tucker out there 2-foot hopping.
Hop little bunny, hop, hop, hop.
You know,
hop little bunny, hop, hop, hop.
If I were to ask you this, because I think the question and the answer to this is completely different a month ago. But we know the thing is 8 straight. Can the Astros get to 8 straight ALCS?
7 times.
You think they can get there? You think this team could get there without Kyle Tucker? Because I think a month ago the thought was, hell, maybe 15 days ago. The month ago was, nah, man.
They got there last year without Kyle Tucker.
It's a great point.
Kind of.
That is a really good
point. But even still how much he struggled, he still put a fear in people's minds in the lineup. Like
tough time is coming.
Like teams did kind of look at him and just say, all right, man, we'll pitch him closely. And I think people in front of him benefited from him. But I get what you're saying production wise. But you look at this team this year, you think they could get there without Kyle Tucker?
That's a hell of a question.
Yes. Yes, I don't change. Absolutely, yes.
The pitching is so damn good so far right now.
Ron, that's exactly where I was fixing to go, bro. Like I was listening. I can't remember who. I can't remember if it was a Sports Minute. It wasn't the guys on In the Loop, but I was listening to them in something, a Sports Minute or something. No, it was a piece of audio. Maybe it was on social media that I heard of John Heyman talking about the Astros pitching. And talking about how, yeah, you know, they're pretty good, you know, and he's basically stroking Espada about how Espada's done a great job and this rotation is good. And in my mind, I'm thinking, he's underselling this rotation.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, these guys,
Especially these guys have been really, really good.
Like, I mean, I mean really, really good of late, you know, of – you know, the whole Joe Espada's done a great job, whatever, the last month and a half, 2 months. Like, the pitching has been un-freaking-believable. I feel like folks are selling it a little bit short. The now, way, will it last? I don't know, but I think folks are selling it a tad bit short.
The way that it has come together, sometimes there are teams that are like, they're not as much built for the regular season that you got to, you know, you got to put up a certain amount of runs, you got to do such and such. But there are some teams that are more built for the postseason than they are the regular season. And I would have never thought that. But the Astros, the arms that they can throw at you and the way that they're pitching right now.
I'll see you in October.
It is hard pressed. And we know Verlander gets going tomorrow as he returns. But it's hard pressed to go to find some teams that are becoming better than Verlander, Fromber, the way he's pitching right now. I mean, Fromber's pitching at a rate right now. He should be starting game one the way he's pitching. Hunter Brown as your third, with Kikuchi, who could go to the pen or in the rotation, with Ronel Blanco, who could go to the pen or the rotation. And then, you know, as everyone knows, you know, postseason, bullpens are huge. And right now they've got that big three potentially starts to come into play with what they have there, and at least those two at the back end. We'll see how Presley looks when he gets back. They start to appear to be built for the postseason and what they can run out there.
Yeah, I feel good. Question being, can they make a run to the eighth ALCS without Kyle Tucker? I hope we don't have to find out.
Yeah, I don't think we will. But
either way it goes, I think the answer is absolutely yes. I mean, without Kyle Tucker, they have been one of the best hitting ball clubs, at least most productive ball clubs from a run perspective on a couple of different stretches over the last 2 months. They've made a historical hunt down of the Mariners that the Astros have never been done. And nobody's ever done that, right? Nobody's ever come back from 10 down that quick?
Not that quick. That's a fact.
So not just Astros, but Major League Baseball across the board. Kyle changes things in a big way, obviously.
Tuck time has come.
But yeah, I think this team with the improved pitching, with Diaz swinging the bat the way he's swinging it.
They won a game last week. They got 2 hits.
Yep. Sure enough did.
like they're and it's not just they shut folks down. They're striking people out where they don't even put the ball in play.
Yep.
There's not even it's yeah, this the pitching is making up for so much. All right. What you got coming up at the four?
Well, there's a clip out there. There's some audio out there that is football horny worthy. The Texans have acquired made a lot of win now moves. They've acquired a lot of talent, some definite game changers on the offensive side of the football. We talk a lot about each player, but what does it mean big picture for the Houston Texans? Well, you don't have to listen to me. One of the starting Texans on the offense, he explained it beautifully. I'll let you hear that audio, and we will cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 6M.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.